Module 4, How to Handle Workplace Violence. Violence accounts for roughly one quarter of work-related deaths in the United States. In order to prevent workplace violence, it is essential that managers and employees are able to identify individuals who could become violent and understand how to defuse dangerous situations. Violent behavior does not appear out of nowhere. There are different behaviors that indicate possible violence over time. Types of behavior. There are several different behaviors that can lead to violence if left to escalate. It is the responsibility of every manager to know employees and how they behave in order to identify possible problems. Customers and vendors can also be the cause of workplace violence. Behavior problems. Acting out. Employees express anger in inappropriate ways such as yelling, slamming, etc. Irresponsible behavior. Employees do not take responsibility for their actions. Selfish behavior. Employees do not care how their actions affect those around them. Mixed behavior. Employees verbally agree to follow rules but do not. Rigid behavior. Employees are unwilling to try new things and take direction. Avoidance. Employees lie, drink, or take drugs. Extreme behavior. Employees completely alter the way they act. Odd behavior. Employees have poor social skill or obsess about ideas or people. Target the behavior, not the person. When an employee exhibits questionable behavior, it is essential that the behavior is addressed before it escalates. Employers need to document behavior and discuss it with the employee. Talk to the employee about how the negative behavior affects work. It is important not to attack the employee on a personal level. Remember not to assume everyone who has a bad day is going to become violent. If you are aware of any problems that your employee is facing, help by offering training, counseling, or both. Monitor behavior. If things do not improve, it may be necessary for a problem employee to leave. Security needs to be aware of any troubled employees who leave an organization. Employees who are paranoid, antisocial, or preoccupied with weapons should be watched carefully. Implement an action plan. Employers need to implement workplace violence action plans. It is important to train employees how to recognize and prevent violence. An action plan should reflect certain elements. Action plan. Screening. Use background checks and reference checks to hire stable individuals. Security. Implement a security protocol. Mediation. Help employees find ways to resolve disputes. Balance. Create programs that will promote work and life balance. Assess. Hire a threat assessment team to watch for potential violence. Responsibilities. Outline employer and employee responsibilities. Situation management. Have a plan in place for the worst-case scenario. Post-situation management. Have a plan ready to support employees after a crisis. Case study. Jimmy was the manager of a paper distribution company, and part of his job was to identify where minor workplace violence may escalate into something worse and stop it. One day, an employee had a disagreement with another and began to yell and slam papers onto a desk. When asked about it, he refused to take any blame for his actions. He agreed to correct his behavior in the end, but in the past, he had been shown to have said the same thing time and time again, yet revert back to his old ways once Jimmy's back was turned. Jimmy decided to have a meeting with the employee to discover what may be the problem. Apparently, he had been going through a divorce, and the employee he yelled at was not doing his share of the work. Though that did not excuse his actions, it did make Jimmy realize that a little counseling would remedy the problem, and so it did after the employee saw an anger management therapist.